Hallelujah. It's good to see you this morning. Glad that y'all are here. I'm glad that you brought the Lord with you and I brought him with me. Amen. Oh, glory. Good to see Brother John and his family. Hallelujah. Anytime that we come together in the name of the Lord and our heart is on him, all things are possible. Amen. And you can't find one time where anybody come in contact with Jesus if they didn't have the opportunity for a change to happen. So you're in a prime candidate in a good place this morning for whatever you might need. Amen? Hallelujah. That's the kind of God we serve. All right, let's look at something. I was trying to figure out, you know, there's always so many different ways that the Lord wants to, because he wants to minister to everybody in every situation. And so we're going to open up our Bibles to Matthew chapter 5 and look at what Jesus said. I want you to know that this morning that there's some things that has been trying to hinder you and stop you. And it's trying to put a shadow or a cloud. It's trying to stop the light of the Lord from coming out of your life. And I want you to know that this morning that God has got an agenda in mind. He's got an anointing in mind that will destroy that off your life and let the light of the Lord shine greater than it's ever shined through you. Amen? All right, you stick with me this morning. Matthew chapter 5, let's look at the words of Jesus, starting in verse number 14. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14. If you're there, say amen. Jesus says, ye are. Say, I am. Hallelujah, present tense, right now. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light, let it be, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Brother Donnie, would you pray? Yes. Amen and amen. Thank you, Brother Donnie. You may be seated. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. So this morning, the Lord wants you to hear these words. He's here by the Spirit of God to break the bushel off of your life. To break the bushel off of your life. Anything that would hinder the light of the Lord from coming through your life and for you to being what he called you to be this morning. I don't care what the devil has done. I don't care what situation, what life has dealt to you. If you'll respond to the word of God this morning, he will anoint you and he will destroy that yoke off in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at some things and see how we'll play this out. He said, ye are, present tense, I am. So you are, we are at this moment of time, out of the mouth of Jesus, the light of the world. We are the light of the world. Now, we know that our God cannot lie, and when he speaks something forth, it is a creative force. So when Jesus spoke this out, he spoke it out to a group of people who were blessed. This morning, what makes you the light of the world? Because you're blessed. Say, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. There were 9 Beatitudes here. They were 9 blessings that Jesus spoke of over a group of people who were hungry as they were on this the Sermon on the Mount to hear the Word of God. And as they were sitting there, this number 9 come on them. The number 9 in Bible numerics is the fruit of the Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is active in your life, come on, that's the fruit of the Spirit comes out. The very first thing is love, joy. Come on, in the world today, do we need some love? In the world today, do we need some joy? Well, hallelujah. the fruit of the Spirit, the blessing of the Lord is upon you. You've got to believe that and you've got to see that. The reason why it doesn't feel like it, the reason why there's a storm that would bring a wind that would try to blow you in a different direction is because it's a lie of the devil to stop and to hinder what God wants to do in you and through you. You are blessed. And so you've got to be in that place. When Jesus said that you are the light of the world, let's understand what he was meaning. Hold your place right here and let's go to the Gospel of John, John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse number 12, I believe it is. Jesus is talking and he makes this statement. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. And so when you and I got born again, born from above, we become a part of that light. Amen? Because the Spirit of God come inside of you, and the Spirit of God is the one that took the words of God the Father, Jesus, took those words, and God said, let there be. He didn't say make. He said let. Let. Why? Because the light was there, the darkness was trying to trying to stop the plan and the will of God, but the Holy Spirit was hovering over the face of the deep and took the words of God, and what God wanted to be came to be. Amen? Let. This morning, you don't have to strive, you don't have to struggle, you just have to hear the Word of God, believe what God is saying to you by the Spirit, and let it be. Let it be. Amen? Jesus said that you shall have the light of life. That means every place that you're walking today, every situation and circumstance, you've been promised that the Holy Ghost would lead you and guide you, John 16:13, into all truth. Amen? That's your confidence. The light of the Word of God will change everything. Now, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. But let's go over to the ninth chapter. The ninth chapter. John chapter 9, verse number 5. He's dealing with the blind man here. And he makes this statement. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Now, Jesus, we know he's on the right hand of the Father. So, he is your source of light. He's my source of light because he has lit our hearts. He has lit us up. But he's there, but now he's got to have a vessel. Say, I'm a vessel. Come on, you're the God's vessel. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit, and God wants to shine through you. He has to shine through you. That's the way he set this thing up. So this morning, the reason why you're being attacked, the reason why you're facing physical situations, mental situations, your financial situations, whatever it might be, the reason why is because the devil wants you to focus on the negative part, get your eyes off the answer, get your eyes off your hope, get your eyes off your provider, Jesus, because when we get our eyes off the light, our eyes go to the dark. And if our eyes go to the dark, Jesus said, if your eye be full of dark, but if it be full of light, come on, our eye is full of light because we're looking. We're looking. We're looking by the Word of God. We're seeing. And here this morning, God wants to do a work in your life. And it's not going to have anything to do with your brother, your sister, or me. It's going to be because God ordained it. He orchestrated it, and he has an anointing to help you this morning. Amen? So here we are this morning. Jesus said that I'm going to go away. But when I go away, I want you to be that very vessel that would shine the light. Now go back with me and look what he said. He said in verse number 14, he said, ye are the light of the world. Now I've got to take responsibility this morning. When you hear the Word of God, you have got to say, Lord, I hear that and I'm willing to act on what you say. I'm willing to be responsible. I'm willing to say, well, God knows better than I do because God created me for a destiny. You've been created for a purpose, amen? Your life is greater than the sum of the harm that the enemy, that the world, that the fall of man has brought into it. Your life is not about that. God can use that, and he will use that. But your life is that you're a vessel of the Spirit of God. You have the anointing of God, but you've got to see that when God designated you to be what he said you are, that there's going to be the opposition that will speak contrary in every situation, but you've got to stand strong. Amen? Now, he said, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. You've got to take responsibility and say, God set me up in a place. You got to be willing to let God set you where He wants to set you. And when He sets you there, it's a place where your life is perfect. Come on, we've all had situations and circumstances where, you know, we may have had a neighbor or whatever, and they had a light that wasn't shining just right. It was a light that bugged us. It was a light that was shining in the wrong place. But God's going to put you in a place that doesn't bug people, but it puts them in a place where they can see what they need to see when they need to see it. Amen? And so the devil's going to try to put a bushel over you, but you've got to see and recognize that the more that you've been called and qualified, the more that you've been anointed, the more the attack will be there. But it will not change God's plan. Amen? And notice what he said. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel. I love this. Can you imagine? You and I, we turned out these lights. This is a real dark place. But you turn out all these lights and shut those back doors there. It's pretty dark. You can't see much of anything. And if we done that and then we lit a coil oil lamp or if we turned on some kind of battery light or whatever, you know, and it started putting out light, wouldn't it be silly to stick something over that? It would defeat the purpose. And so Jesus is talking to them in a way that they can understand. If you recognize and realize that you're not looking and searching for the light, but you are actually the vessel, the entity that God has designated to shine forth in the world, and then you see things that the enemy wants to put over you and over me to stop that, then we recognize what it is, but it emboldens us. It empowers us. Say what? I'm coming against that. Because it's not the will, it's not the plan of God. Amen? So let's look at some things. What would be some things that would hinder your life this morning? Let's look at first, go with me to Genesis chapter 5. Self. Self can get in the way, and you can try to produce out of your own ability, and it can be a bushel. It can be a bushel. Look at Genesis chapter 5. And let's just start in verse number 1. Genesis 5 and 1. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. Now we know why the devil hates us so much. Amen. Male and female created he them and blessed them. Come on, I'm blessed. Come on, Jesus reaffirmed it there in that fifth chapter. That you are blessed. God blessed them and he called their name Adam in the day that they were created. And verse number 3. And Adam lived 130 years. Now this is after the fall. Think about it. And Adam lived 130 years and he begat a son in his own likeness. He begat a son in his own likeness and after his image and called his name Seth. Seth means substitution. The number 130 has to do with when you get into the higher numbers, you got to take 13, that means depravity and rebellion, and then you take that times 10. 10 is law, testimony, responsibility. You take and put those together, and in other words, as Adam had fallen in the garden and committed high treason, and he bowed a knee to the devil. And then he gets into living his own life. He brings rebellion to the very ultimate point of I'm going to reproduce, but he says I'm going to substitute my life, but I'm going to substitute it with somebody just like me. So Seth, meaning that, meaning you and I in ourselves, we cannot reproduce the will and plan of God. We can't do it because we reproduce who we are. If we do it in the natural, if we do it in the old man. But you and I have got to see that we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. And the Bible says kind after kind. So I'm not going to do what I used to do. I'm not going to try those same old things. I'm going to walk in the newness of life. I'm going to do like the Apostle Paul said, make no provision for the flesh. But I'm going to be in a place and a position where I put self off. I reproduce what God wants in my life. This morning, you have the Word in your life. You have the Holy Spirit in your life. And there's not one thing that God asks you to do, that calls you to do, that says you are, that you are not. Amen? Anything that feels contrary to that, that's a bushel. That's a bushel. And so we need to get bushel of self out of the way. We need to be in a place where we can allow powerful things to happen in our life. Go with me to Romans chapter 6. very familiar verses of Scripture. Romans 6 dealing with baptism into the body of Christ. But look what it says in verse number 6. Romans 6, 6. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him. Hallelujah. Knowing this. You and I have got to know it. We've got to see it. We've got to let the light of the world be put by the wayside and let the light of the Spirit of God come in us and let us see and know that when you got saved and you got baptized into the body of Christ and you accepted Jesus, you become crucified with him. Amen. The old way of thinking. Every place that the devil is attacking you is in the old ways. He wants to hinder us and stop us. But the Apostle Paul says here, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Jesus, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Whoever I serve, that becomes my master. So if I'm in a place where God says that I'm blessed and I'm the light of the world and I've been chosen to shine his light into the world, but I refuse to do that because of pressure, because of situation, because of trial and circumstance, then I'm back to serving that instead of serving the Lord. Amen? This is why the devil does this. You get a revelation. You look at the Word of God. The Spirit of God comes upon you, and you know what you've heard is true. It's real. It's genuine. And then the devil comes as a fowl of the air to try to steal that Word out of your heart. He tries to bring pressure. He tries to bring a bushel to cover that light up because he doesn't want that to shine through you. He doesn't want you and I to walk in that victory. Amen? And so we've got to be in the place where we walk in the newness of life. So I don't want bushel of self. This is not me anymore. That's why Brother Corey and Brother Justin were singing that song. It's about the one that's in me. That's my identity. That's your identity. See, my old man wants to go back to the same old things, has the same old limitations. This morning, you've got to see yourself unlimited because you serve an omnipotent God. Amen. You're born of him. And so I don't want any bushel of limitation. And limitation always comes from self. It never comes from God. He's always expanding. Come on, he's doing greater things. Jesus said, you shall do greater works. Come on, God is a God of increase. And so if you're in the same place that you was last week, last month, last year, 10 years ago, it's time to say, Lord, I repent. I want this bushel gone, this bushel of self, and I want the Spirit of God to come upon me, and I want that destroyed, and I want to walk into a new place in you. Amen? Now let's look. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's look at the bushel of Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Now in this whole chapter, he tells us what we have as he's working us into the fourth chapter. But let's look at a couple verses and the closing in chapter 3, and then we're going right into chapter 4. Look at verse number, for sake of time, just 17. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. Come on. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, the Spirit of the Lord's in you. So there's liberty, whether it feels like it or not. Come on, that's the bushel of truth. The bushel of the lie is that you feel confined, you feel bound, you feel limited. But you have the Spirit of God inside of you, no limitation. Now notice this. But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. When this light shines into you, when the Word of God comes upon you, it... See, when Jesus said that you are the light of the world, this word is phos. Phos in the Greek. It's the word where we use in photograph. Photograph. What happens when you've got a negative, you produce light with it? Jesus said you are the light of the world. Phos. You're the photograph of me in the earth. When we look at Jesus from glory to glory and we put off the bushel of self and we stop the bushel of Satan, things start happening. Amen. Let's look at this bushel of Satan. Verse number 3 in 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians 4:3 talks about the gospel. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. in whom the God of this world, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is also the image of God, should shine unto them. The devil has an agenda. Satan's agenda is to put a bushel. He has a bushel. He wants to put a bushel. He wants to stop the light of the Lord from shining in you so it will shine through you. He is the God of this world, but you're not of this world. Your kingdom is in the kingdom of God. Amen? But that kingdom of God is not away somewhere. Luke 17, it's in you. Jesus, out of his own mouth, he said, the kingdom of God cometh without observation. It is within the believer. It's within you. It's within me this morning. So the image of God, the gospel of good news of God, is not supposed to be hidden. But the God of this world, he has bushels to keep that very light, that truth from shining. But you know that you've got the Spirit of God inside of you that brings liberty. So you're not to be bound this morning. Any area that you're feeling that there's a constriction, a restriction, that there's a hindrance, then you've got to say, wait a minute, this is not right. This is not what Jesus has for me. So, Lord, I want to yield to your word. I want to trust your word, but I want to be proactive. I want to let it be. I want it to be in my life what you've destined it to be. Amen? Now, all we've got to do, go with me to James chapter 1. James chapter 1. Look at starting in verse number 17. This is how we put off the bushel of self and Satan. James 1 and 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of darks. Amen. Hallelujah. With whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will beget us of his word with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Now notice this. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man, every woman, every boy, every girl be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Quick to hear. How do we put off the bushel of self? How do we put off the bushel of Satan that would hide the gospel, the good news? If there's some area in your life this morning, in some area of your family's life that is not good news, we need that bushel, we need it put off. We need to allow the liberty of the Lord, the anointing of God, to destroy that out of our life. And so the only way that can happen is, I've got to be quick to hear. We've got to be listening. God has not stopped talking to his people. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. You are in the pasture of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, I would lead you to new pastures. Listen, somebody by the Spirit of God this morning, you need to get out of the pasture you're in, and you need to go and be obedient to the Lamb of God. He's calling you to another pasture. You've done everything that's there. You've done everything that you could do out of that pasture, and it's time to go where thus saith the Lord. Yield to him, trust in him, walk in him, and you'll find what you need. It's there for you. Amen. This morning, we've got to bust off the bushel of self, the bushel of Satan, and we're going to do it because we're willing to hear. To hear. Now, in all of these things, we've got to see that there's a bushel of sin. Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Because it's easy to take care of self, it's easy to take care of Satan if we will, but the sin that comes out of me, because inside of my old nature is a struggle that I have to have the Lord's help in. Matthew chapter 10, look at verse number 26. Now, this is one of the sins that we don't talk about, but it's a sin nonetheless. Matthew 10:26. Jesus says, fear them not. Fear. You realize fear is stopping most Christians from being everything God would have them to be? It's an acceptable sin. They go, well, I was just too afraid to do that. I just didn't feel like doing that. Come on, I'm talking to myself. It's not acceptable with God. It separates me from God. Whatever's not of faith is going to be a fear. Amen? And Jesus says, and fear them not, therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in darkness, that speak you in light. What you hear in the ear, preach ye upon the housetops. Verse 28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Now, he goes on to tell us, he says, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall to the ground without your father, without him knowing it? He said, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear ye not, therefore, for you are of more value than many sparrows. We've got to get rid of fear. And the way we get rid of fear is we quickly hear the word of God. God knows all about you. He knows where you're at, what you're dealing with, what you're struggling with. And he wants to bless you. He wants to bless me. He wants to help us. Now, he's done, in his eyes, I'm done blessed. In his eyes, you're done blessed. In his eyes, you are a light. And so, any place that is not de facto, we need to step back and we need to say, wait a minute, my God is true. My God is the Father of lights, and he's bringing down into me what I need at any given time if I'll only hear him. If I'll only hear him. Go to Matthew chapter 6. What's another acceptable sin that we just don't ever deal with? We just let it work in our life. Matthew 6, Brother Corey, I want you to read that for me in the Amplified. 6:31 and 34. It says it better.
Therefore, do not worry and be anxious, saying, what are we going to have to eat, or what are we going to have to drink, or what are we going to have to wear? For the Gentiles, the heathen, wish for and crave and diligently seek all these things, and your heavenly Father knows well that you need them all. Read verse 34.
Just skip down to verse 34.
Okay. So do not worry or be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will have worries and anxieties of its own. Sufficient for each day is its own trouble.
Come on. So in those two verses where the King James says, take no thought. Every time you see take no thought, it's a Greek word, merimaxos or something like that, merimosos, going from memory, something like that. And it means don't be anxious. But fear and worry is something that we don't deal with. And the reason why we don't deal with it is because we don't want to. Don't shout. It's the truth. But if we would deal with it, God said the anointing would come on our life and it would destroy a bushel. A bushel. If you're in fear, you won't do some of the things that God asked you to do. I won't do some of the things that God asked me to do. If I'm worrying about things, I'm believing more in my situation, my struggle, my storm that I'm believing in my God, and I'm elevating that above my God. You and I today, we've got a God who said that he knew when every sparrow fell to the ground. So he knows every thought that you're dealing with. Guess what? He said that I declared the end of time, Isaiah 46, I declared the end of time from the beginning. God, if you'll live out of his book, he knows everything that's going to happen for you, and you can walk in the blessing. You can walk in letting light be. But this morning, you need the bushel of fear. You need the bushel of worry. You need to say, to confess it to God, give it to God, and let God take care of it. Amen? Let's look at something else. Now, you're not going to like this, but Revelation chapter 3, Brother Corey mentioned it in a roundabout way. What we need to do instead, the positive side of it. Revelation chapter 3, you know the story here at the church at Laodicea, but look what the Word of God says starting in verse number 14. And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Now, what makes that? Look at this. Verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods. Now, here's the part of what the Spirit of God dealt with me about. Underline this in your Bible. And have need of nothing. and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. If we don't see that we have a need in these areas, if we don't see that self is a bushel, if we don't see that Satan is a bushel, if we don't see these little sins that spoil the vine, the little foxes that spoil the vine, if we don't see them for what they really are, we'll never be what God called us to be. But these three things that God wants to deal with specifically, but He'll deal with any situation because things change according to the people, but He wants to deal with fear. He wants to deal with this last one that we read, comfort, but He especially wants to deal with worry. He doesn't want you to worry about anything. Take heed for nothing. Do not be anxious about one thing, the apostle said in Philippians 4:8. He said, but in everything with prayer. Come on, prayer and with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Talk to God about it. Amen? Don't be anxious. Not about one thing. Don't worry about one thing. But you see, each one of these build. When I start worrying, then it turns into fear. And then when it turns into fear, then I don't know how you react, but I react where I get angry. And then after I get angry, then I get this attitude of, I don't care. I'm just going to be comforted in myself. I'm going to be comforted in my sin. I'm going to be comforted where I'm at, and I'm going to let everything else go by the wayside. No, I'm the light of the world. You're the light of the world. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Listen, I don't know. All I know is God gives me three or four different ways that each service can go. And I sit there and I play these over in my mind, and I try to figure out what to do. But late yesterday afternoon, I was in here, and I was walking around every one of these chairs, and I was laying hands on them, and I was praying for them, and I was praying for you. I had my prayer cards in my hand of everybody that signed the card, and I was believing for the anointing of God to go into them. And all of a sudden, I heard those words, breaking bushels, breaking bushels. And I thought, what in the world? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means, Lord. I don't know. And so, anyway, here we are this morning. Let's don't miss an opportunity. Because I've given you an abbreviated part of the word. Now, what I need you to do, I need you to do like the epistle of James said. I need you to be quick to hear. Quick to hear. So pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, let us hear. In the name of Jesus, we bind every outside voice. We thank you, Father, for the moving of the waters, for the words of the Spirit that are anointed and destroy every yoke. Lord, I humbly submit to your leadership. And I'll forever be changed. And I am what you say I am. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Would you come this morning? Would you come and say, Lord, I want to be what you call me to be. I want to yield to you. I want to trust you. I want to allow the light that you said I am to shine in every area of my life. Would you come this morning and let the bushel of self, the bushel of Satan, the bushel of sin be destroyed off your life. There is not one thing this morning that the Holy Ghost will not take care of if you'll respond to this word. Because He changed everything. This is what He wants to do. And if you'll respond, He'll do it. Amen? Just come. Come boldly, knowing that the Spirit of God is going to meet you. Now, there's somebody here this morning. Now, don't get mad at me, but you're in rebellion. You're in rebellion. You know what you're supposed to be doing, and you're not doing it. You're allowing excuses, and you're placing those excuses, and you're making them God of your life. They're above God, and since they're above God, those excuses, they're controlling your life. Now, listen to me. They're going to dominate you, and they're going to ultimately be your downfall unless you repent of them and come to Jesus this morning. Now, quickly, respond to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.